After dinner, he sat halfway up the wide stairs to the second floor. No one spoke to him. A conference was taking place. He sat there until it finished. Everyone emerged, filling the hall. He felt them seeing him, and maybe some spoke to him. He sat on the stairs, hunched over, his arms wrapped around him, seeing and seeing the dark carpet before his eyes. Presently, no more voices.
Bruce.
He did not stir.
Bruce.
A hand touched him. He said nothing.
Bruce, come on into the lounge. You're supposed to be in your room at bed, but see, I want to talk to you.
Mike led him by waving him to follow. He accompanied Mike down the stairs and into the lounge, which was empty. When they were in the lounge, Mike shut the door. Seating himself in a deep chair, Mike indicated for him to sit down facing him. Mike appeared tired. His small eyes were ringed and he rubbed his forehead.
I've been up since 5:30 this morning, Mike said.
A knock. The door started to open. Very loudly, Mike yelled,
I want nobody to come in here. We're talking, hear?
Mumbles, the door shut.
You know, you better change your shirt a couple of times a day, Mike said. You're sweating something fierce.
He nodded.
What part of the state are you from?
He said nothing.
You come to me from now on when you feel this bad.
I went through the same thing about a year and a half ago. They used to drive me around in cars. Different staff members.
You met Eddie?
The tall, thin drink of water that puts down everybody?
He drove me for 8 days, around and around. Never left me alone.
Mike yelled suddenly.
Will you get out of here? We're in here talking. Go watch the TV.
His voice sank and he eyed Bruce.
Sometimes you gotta do that. Never leave someone alone.
I see, Bruce said.
Bruce, be careful you don't take your own life.
Yes, sir, Bruce said, staring down.
Don't call me sir.
He nodded.
Were you in the service, Bruce? Is that what it was? You got on the stuff in the service?
No.
You shoot it or drop it?
He made no sound.
Sir, Mike said.
I've served myself 10 years in prison. One time I saw 8 guys in our row of cells cut their throats in one day. We slept with our feet in the toilet. Our cells were that small. That's what prison is. You sleep with your feet in the toilet.
You never been in prison, have you?
No,
he said.
But on the other hand, I saw prisoners 80 years old still happy to be alive and wanting to stay alive.
I remember when I was on dope, and I shot it. I started shooting when I was in my teens. I never did anything else. I shot up, and then I went in for 10 years. I shot up so much heroin and D together that I never did anything else. I never saw anything else. Now I'm off it, and I'm out of prison, and I'm here. You know what I noticed the most? You know what the big difference is, I notice? Now, I can walk down the street outside and see something. I can hear water when we visit the forest. You'll see our other facilities later on, farms and so forth. I can walk down the street, the ordinary street, and see the little dogs and cats. I never saw them before. All I saw was dope.
He examined his wristwatch.
So, he added, I understand how you feel.